Hello, everybody. I'm John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to the LockeInYourSuccess.com Trading Performance Podcast, where it's all about real traders, real problems, and real coaching. Listen up and enjoy the segment.
For those serious about becoming successful, consistently profitable options traders, now is the time to build skills in technical analysis, market analysis, and applied volatility to get those results. We have multiple memberships, starting with our Go membership that teaches rules-based trading and our Pro membership that teaches more subjective trading. For more information, go to lockinyoursuccess.com/memberships.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to The Winning Trade, but first the required disclaimer material. This presentation is given for educational purposes only. We're not broker dealers or financial advisors, and we're not making any specific trade recommendations. Also, please be aware your risk in trading options is substantial, and please make sure you are aware of all your risks prior to placing any trades. Also note that in this presentation, we are including hypothetical computer simulated trades into results we believe is accurately represented as possible. Keep in mind, live results can vary from simulated results for many different reasons. If this is your first experience with us, my name is John Locke. I'm a trading performance, success, and financial freedom coach with Locke in Your Success LLC, where myself and my team of mentors are here to help you win in the markets and in life as well. And today, as usual, we're going to take you into the realm of something called high probability options trading. This is where we create option strategies that make money through the passage of time rather than depending on price movement alone in order to be profitable. This means we can often make money, and as you'll see in today's example, whether the market goes up, down, or sideways. It doesn't mean we're going to win all the time, but we do have a much higher probability of achieving success than if I was purely directional with my trades. And the option strategy that I would love to share with you today is a strategy called the bearish butterfly. The bearish butterfly is an income strategy that we trade on the Russell 2000 index. And the strategy takes advantage of a variety of market conditions, such as overextended uptrending markets, volatile and very volatile sideways markets, as well as downtrending markets, and very often profitable even in smooth markets. The trade requires a minimum of $5,000 per trade. The example size we're going to show you today is a $50,000 planned capital example. Our high profit target is going to be $15,000. Our lowered profit target, if we're closer to 21 days to expiration, is going to be $5,000. And that is going to be 30% of planned capital and 10% of planned capital, respectively. And our exit loss trigger is going to be a $15,000 drawdown at the time of our checkpoint time, which is once per day at half an hour before market close. Now, the bearish butterfly example that I'm going to share with you today is a wonderful example of this strategy because it's a situation where the trade had a very hard time. We got drew down quite a bit. We experienced pretty much most of the adjustments and other possible things that could happen during the trade. And I believe you're going to find this extremely interesting. So let's take a look at the trade. But before we get going on it, let me first mention that please like and share and comment on our videos. We are here to help you become more successful in the markets, and it helps us to help you if you support our channel. So please like and subscribe. And with that, let's take a look at the bearish butterfly. So this position is a March 2024 expiration. Our strategy starts 56 days before expiration. That puts us in the March 15th, 2024 cycle, when the day is January 19th on Friday. What we're going to do is we're going to enter a butterfly with 50-point wings. In this case, we're doing an iron butterfly. We are having our short strikes approximately 20 points under the money. So here the asset price is at 1941. It's going to put our short strikes at 1920. We do our 50-point wings. And this is what we look like on an analyze graph. We are negative delta, which comes in the name, hence the bearish butterfly. The trade isn't always negative delta, but it started that way. And the way that it works is we have a control point. So we call a control point of 1920 because that's where our short strikes are. And then we have a adding sequence and a rolling sequence. So this entry strategy is a scaling and entry strategy based on price point. As the price goes up, 2022. For example, if we go up to 1960, we will be 40 points over our reference point or our control point, which is 1920. When that happens, we're going to add in a second third of the position, which is going to be another butterfly entry, 20 points under the money. And then when we get up another 20 points to 1980, we are going to enter in the last third of the position. And then we will be what we call fully scaled in. From there, every 10 points, we are going to pick up and roll the lower butterfly to a higher level until we get to a certain point where we're going to stall the roll until we get at other price points. You'll actually have an example of that, so we'll talk about it. And then to the downside, if we're scaled in, we scale out. If we get positive delta outside of our expiration break even here, where it crosses the zero line, then and we're positive delta, we're going to tend to roll back. So that is basically what's going on. We have a $50,000 planned capital. We start out with about $8,000. Sometimes that's all that gets in the trade. And if you have a nice high profit target with only $8,000 on the trade, that's better than 100%. If we get fully scaled in, we have to make multiple rolls. Sometimes you get up there at the $50,000 range. And exit loss trigger 15,000. I think we're good to go. So let's, this actually had a lot of adjustments. Again, this was a very difficult price cycle. We had the trade get fully scaled in, fully rolled up, hit the roll stall. We ran out of options in our options expiration cycle. We'll show you how we dealt with that. Fully scaled out backwards and then had to scale back in again. So it is a challenging and really great example of the trade. And yes, we got drawn down quite a bit, but you want to hang in there. So anyway, here we are, January 19th. Let's go to our next adjustment. What happens here is we were in one third and we got a fairly large price movement here that exceeded our add point at 1960, exceeded our add point at 1980. So what we're going to do, we're going to come in here and put some butterflies at 1940 and 1960. And we are now fully scaled in. We're down about 620, in good shape for the market to reverse. Let's see what happens from here. It's the 22nd. We'll go to our next adjustment. What happens here is, let's see, our original point was, we had a 1960 add, we had a 1980 add, we had a roll at 1990, we had a roll at 2000, and we have another one at 210, but we haven't quite hit it 210. So we're going to have to do what we call two rolls. We're going to have to pull off our butterflies at 1920, our butterflies at 1940. We're going to put them to 1980 and 2000. So let's do that. And this is our new position here. When we have to make this many adjustments on the position, which is not that common, we do start to take on a little bit of downside risk. So that does happen. And this is where we are now. Let's go to our next adjustment. And let's see, this is going to be our asset price goes to 2047. So this is going to be a 2000 roll. I'm going to look at the T-log quickly. And on the 12th of February, we have a 2000 roll and our 2020 roll. And then we hit what we call maximum roll. So at some point, we don't allow any further rolls in the position. So if we come into here, this is what we look like before. Market went way up into here. We end up rolling out this one here and this one here. So we bring that to 2020 and then to 2040 with our short strikes. Our roll to 2050 is also possible. So we're going to do that also. And we're going to end up in short strikes of 2060, 2040, and 2020. Our next roll point trigger is not going to be an actual roll trigger anymore, because what's going to happen is we do not let the price get too far ahead of our short strikes. In other words, I don't start rolling ahead of the price until this gets to 2065. So our next adjustment here is 2065. Okay, so now we have our short strikes at 2020, 2040, and 2060. One of the things that happened here is I ran out of strikes. My long strike should be up here at 2010, but I don't have it. We can deal with that in multiple ways. The way I decided to deal with it in this particular case, we just cut the wing back to the 2100. And then when I did that on that side, I also cut the wing back on my furthest out strike from 1960 up to 1970. So now we're in triple butterfly, fully scaled in. We're drawn down about a third to maximum loss, so not that big of a deal in the context of the trade parameters. And from there, let's just kind of move on a few days. So this is February 12th. Let me go to the 13th. The very next day, or trading day, we have an 88-point down move in the Russell at a point where our butterfly is fairly vulnerable to a down move. That's a monster move for the rut, by the way. Those, you don't get those very often. Anyway, what happened is we end up getting fully scaled out and then having to roll back, right? So I'm taking off the butterflies at 2060. I'm taking them off at 2040. I'm looking to see if I'm still positive delta and outside the tent. In this case, I would be. So I close the position and I reposition with a single butterfly. So I come back down to a third and I go to one third of position and I go relatively flat delta. So in this case here, the flattest delta strikes I could get is at my 1990 short strikes. And this is my new position, a single butterfly here. From here, since I had to change my butterfly down, my scale in or my control point, because that was 1990, and that gives me a scale in point of 2030 and 2050, and then we start rolls at 2060 and so on. So here I go to the next day, we get a 47 point up move. Go to the next day, we have a 48 point up move. So what happens here is I exceed my 2030 add point, I exceed my 2050 add point, I'm at my next roll point. So I have to add my two butterflies, remove this one, and we're going to be up in the 2010, 2030, and 2050 strikes. And here we are at the 2010, 2030, 2050 strikes. We are now fully scaled in. We're down, we're getting tight on our loss number here. We're down like 11.2. Still have a little bit to go. And from here, let me just jump to our next adjustment. These tend to recover relatively quickly. Let's see, it's February 20th. We're now pretty much flat delta here. We're down 82.75 or 82.59. Let me go to next adjustment. Happens on March 1st. What happened is we ranged in range for a little while. And that was enough time to bring us back to a reasonable drawdown. I believe we were actually up a little bit of money at some point here. We end up getting a move up to 2073. If I take a look at the notes in my T-log for March 1st, what happened is I went to maximum roll. So I ended up having to, I exceeded my roll point triggers, and I went what we call maximum roll, which means I can't roll any further. So if I put this on here, you can see my short strikes are at 2070. And in order for me to make my next roll, I have to be at 2075. So I'm not there yet. If I go to following day here, we'll just go day by day. You'll see how fast these recover. This point here, I went up again. I went over my 2075. That allows my roll from 2070 to 2090. And then from here, we pull back. No adjustments necessary. Sixth, we're here. Seventh, we're here. And I'm just going to ignore trades coming in here. Eighth, we pull back a little bit. Now we're only 7 days to expiration. Remember, under 21 days to expiration, we are getting out at a $5,000 number at our checkpoint time. We're at 4105, so we're getting there, close to there now. If we go to Monday here, what happens is we end up getting a down move. We end up having our P&L at $8,755. That's over our $5,000 reduced profit target under 21 days to expiration. At this point, the trade comes off, and we close the trade for a profit of approximately $8,755. And that is the powerful, time-tested bearish butterfly, this episode's winning trade. If you like this example of the powerful bearish butterfly as much as I did, I invite you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's L-O-C-K-E in yoursuccess.com and discover how you too can follow along with the bearish butterfly and 11 other powerful trading strategies as they unfold during our weekly options trading for income meeting that we hold every Monday morning with our members. Also, come on over to thewinningtrade.com. That's thewinningtrade.com, where you can learn about upcoming winning trades, explore past winning trades, and also find free bonus material. Also, while you're there, be sure to check out our free trading performance podcast, where you can learn to skyrocket your trading regardless of the type of trading you do. If you have any questions, comments, or anything else you'd like to see on the next winning trade, please feel free to put that in the comments below. I answer all comments and questions personally. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next winning trade.
And that is what I have for you today. If you have any questions or comments or anything else you'd like to see on the next trading performance podcast, please list that in the comments and I'll personally answer your questions and comments for you. Also, I'd love to encourage you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's L-O-C-K-E in yoursuccess.com and check out our trading performance and pro memberships, where you can find the tools you need to become a much more effective trader, regardless of the type of trading you do. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the next Trading Performance Podcast.